We're in the middle of Shin Bay, so we did most of Aleph, then we skipped and did Hey, and you weren't here to yell at me. We did Hey and Zion, because Aleph, Hey, and Zion are related, but we didn't finish Aleph. So we're still talking about Mena'er, Taliso, B'Shabbos, Ischayev, Rav Huna, Shabbos, Kuf, Mem, Vav. And according to Rashi, it was Avak. And the Ramah brings it down, says Tov Lachlosh Hashitas Rashi. The Mishnah Berurah says not just Tov Lachlosh, but many Rishonim hold like Rashi. And Eli Rabba says Medina, you have to be Chosh Hashitas Rashi. That's for sure how Ashkenazim are knowing. I don't know if Sfaradim are Mekel, maybe they are, I don't know. Now I did see the post can point out, like, let's say your pants, someone put their footprint on your pants. Right? So you can't like bang it out. But, you know, you can, it doesn't mean that you can't walk in between people or lie in bed or lie on a couch or do something where it will come out. And you can't do the chatchila to get it out like that in the stomach, but you don't have to worry like, oh, if I do this, this thing is going to come out. As long as you're not, you're banging it out, you're not doing it, you know, with a mic, so then that would be okay. Okay, we said the Mechaber says it's talking about a little bit of water, and for sure if there's a lot of water. Okay, we're now in the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha. Yesh Omrin Da'asa L'Na'er. The end of, the middle of the Ramah, in Mishnah Berurah, in Shin Bey's Aleph. Okay, so here he brings in what we said in Sif Hei. In Sif Hei we spoke about they used to wash a beged, and then it would be hard, and then they would like rub it back and forth, which would soften the beged, make it yoter rach, but also would bring out the color. And if you're doing it to bring out the color, so that's going to be a problem. So they ask over here, how the latter Rishonim argue on Rashi, and they say, no, taking out the avak is not considered a ma'isa kibo, it's not a ma'isa libo, it's nothing. So they ask, what do you mean? Even when there's no stain, and the beggar was already washed, and you're just rubbing it to bring out the color, that's also okay. So for sure, this should be a problem. Why the Rishonim seem to disagree? The Rishonim disagree with Rashi, and seem to say that take mena'er taliso from avak is mutter. Why is it mutter? It's no worse than sifei. Okay, so I am in this Bir Halacha. Divar Maskil Yesh Omri Da'osu L'Na'er. Fourth to last line on the page. All the way at the end of the line. It says, Hayotze Mikol Zeh. Da'afilu Da'as HaMatir. Even according to Tosis and the Rush and other Rishonim holding like Tosis, that Minah Taliso Min HaTau and Min HaAvak should be Mutter, who dafka be'ein osa shum pu'ula klal kiim nir ba'alma min avak shav. As long as you do it, you shake it out a little bit. But not banging it, not mikaskes, not mishav shave, not smashing it against the table. All those different things are, you look at Sifhei. Sifhei says even if there's no avak, as long as it's going to bring out the color, make the white yoter lavan, that's also going to be a problem. So for sure over here it's going to be a problem. About mikaskis and mishavshes, the beggar lahasim imenu aksamim kidei the apostle, make it look nicer. Look, kulei alma yeshal kol panim yisurim. So everyone's going to agree that it's going to be aser, even shitas toisus. Over the very bottom of the page, divar maskil bir halacha yesh omrim. Toisus will say that you can shake it gently. Meaning, if there's tal on the beged, you can't shake it at all. That would be an isadaraisa. Avak, you can shake it a little bit, but to rub it, and to bang it, and to do all these different things, that's more kashur to sifei, and that even the mekilim over here are going to asa. Okay. Then the Ramah finishes up at the end of Sif Aleph. Aval motu lahasir hanotzos min habeged b'shabbos. In the comment, fine. Let's say there's some sort of feather on top of the jacket. That's not in the jacket. When we talk about the water, the towel, it's absorbed in the beged. Safugzat. When we talk about the avak, it's also a little bit inside. What's on top of the surface, that's okay. You can take that off. That's like this feather. You can take it off. Why? It's not similar to laundering or bleaching. Because these notot, these feathers, they're not inside the bag, they're just resting on top of the bag. The mayim and the afar is inside the bag. And therefore, it's going to be mutter legamre. It's only when it's inside the bag that it's absorbed in the bag, somehow it's a problem. Dirshu brings down footnote 16. Let's say you get some breadcrumbs, some, you know, crumbs on the baguette. Okay, so you can brush that off. That's on top. Something that's on top of the baguette is okay. And that we also saw explicitly in the first Bir Halacha when we talk about the sheleg. Sheleg that's resting on top. You just get rid of it. If only the stuff that's absorbed in, that starts shaking that becomes a problem. Now, we mentioned Minar Talisa, so the first two opinions were Avak and Tal. Then we spoke about the fourth opinion of the Bahag, where it's Tinuf and Zera Pishtan and a Chulim Bean. And then the third Shita is Shita Sarambam. And the Rambam seems to say that we're talking about some sort of white threads that are sort of hanging out of the Begad. And that's what you're shaking it out of. That's why only black. If I have a white jacket and there's a white thread there, no one sees it. It doesn't bother me. If only it's black, it's dark. So the question is exactly, you know, what the case is of the Rambam. So the Rambam seems, the way they explain the Rambam is they plug the Rambam into this Minar Taliso from white pieces of tzemer that are on the thing. Now, if it's just a feather, you take it off. That's the kash over here that they ask. What?
Where is he mentioning it?
The Rambam?
Three sheetahs.
No, Thaler mentioned it.
Oh, yeah?
Number one is a Tal. That's the Mechaber. That's Tosis. The Rama says, Yesh Omrim Avak. That's Rashi. This big Bir Halacha, Dibur Maschil, gigantic Bir Halacha, Dibur Maschil, Alei, at the end, towards the end, brings down the Bahag, the Zera Pishtan, or Tavshil Al Ksuso. V'da'od. Okay, that whole thing, we spent a lot of time on that, we're not doing that again. And there's also the Rambam. The Rambam says it's talking about some sort of white tzemer that's mixed into the baguette, and for some reason, like when they finish making the baguette, it has these white threads and they shake it out and that gets rid of these white threads, and it's like he says it's not also for laundering, but it's also for Gemar Malacha, for Makir Bapatish, and that's why it's going to be awesome. Now, at the same time, we have a different Gemara that seems to say the same thing. Gemara says, Amar Yehuda, Shabbos Ayin Hey Amar Beis, right? Klagot over there by the Prince of Malachas. Hamad Shakil Akufi Miglimi. He takes out some sort of these threads from his baguette. Chayb Mishumaki Bapatish. It's only if he's Makbid. So here there's two, up to now, we've been talking about Makbid. Makbid means I wouldn't wear the baguette like that. With the dirt stain on my pants, I won't wear the baguette unless I take off the dirt stain. That means I'm Makbid. Now, that's one way of understanding Makbid in the Gemara over here. And the Torah says like that, and the Taz, the Zaror, and Yerucham. The other way of talking about Makbid, which is the way the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Beis explains it, and the Magen Avraham, the Gra, and the Shabura, is that Makbid means I'm doing it with Kavana. I mean, I can just be doing it Stam, or I can do it with Kavana to get these things off. So let's see. Halokit Yabolot She'algabe B'gadim. After they finish weaving the beged, you're left with these threads that you don't want there. So if you take him out, he's chayiv for makim bapatish. Makim bapatish literally means banging with the hammer. And when at the end, when the kli is just about finished, they give one last bang with the hammer, and that finishes off the kli, and that's called makim bapatish, finishing off the kli, and that's what he's doing over here when he takes off these threads to prepare the suit for wearing. Now look how the Mechaber phrases it. If he's makbid aleihem, aval mizim derech esik pater. But if he just does it derech like derech agav, it's going to be mutter. So here he's explaining makbid not like we explained it in Sif Aleph, But differently, that he's doing it b'hakpada, this is what he wants to be doing. Okay, Mishwasif Katan test, Makabapatish, Kala Osa Davar Shay Deza Nigma Hamalacha, you do something that finishes off the Malacha, Chaim Shumakabapatish. Shekin Derecha Uman, that's the Derecha, the Uman Lahakos Bapatish ala Kli, to bang with the hammer on the Kli, Acha Shenigma, when it's finished, Lahashvos Akmi Musa, to kind of smooth out the Kli, it shouldn't be bent and crooked and things like that. He's taking it out of the kavana because of the apples of beged to make the beged nicer. Not just stam. Even though he really doesn't care about it, he's still going to be chayim. This is more of a malach and sefalif. And therefore, if you're not makbi, you don't care about it, the whole thing's going to be mutter. Okay, here, if he does it derech esek, it's pater. Mishabesev katan yid aleph. Pater, what does pater mean? Pater v'laser. Besev is zechon katan, it is still, even though he's not doing it, but kavana to take these things off, since he, in the end of the day, he is taking them off. Besev has zechon katan, the isa yesh besev. Kosov b'halachas kedolos, this is the bahag that we just mentioned, that comes up in this gigantic bir halacha that we spoke at earlier in the week. Yashalo zera pishon tashlak suso, if he gets some zera flaxseed or chulam bean on his baget, mutter the kalfo, he's allowed to peel it off. Vinira, dimu baget chadaf vishachor, eino mutter the kalfo, rak beino makbi. Right, you're plugging it into Rav Huna. Once you're plugging it into Rav Huna, so we have to look at the Gemara over there, black and new, which we really said is not really a gedder, it's more a gedder, is he a makbi or not makbi? And if it's still wet, you can just wipe it off. Well, he's not touching it. I don't know if it's mukta. It's food. Leftover food is going to be mukta. They talk about the pirurin over there. And alright, here he's not touching it. Okay, anyway, we'll have to wait on mukta. We'll be there soon enough. Okay, so in the bir and the sharat seen on the bottom, ois tes, he asked, why is the Ramah so quick to say that the feather he could take off of his suit, the jacket is a feather, take it off, no tzos, mutter. That's very similar to the Rambam, where there's some sort of white wool on his beged, and he shakes it out, according to the Rambam, it's asa min ha-Torah from Akib Abadish. So the Nishma, he brings down the Nishma's Adam, asks the Kasha on the Ramah, why does Ramah say it's mutter? It should be also, according to the Rambam, which is basically Sev Beis. Okay, so the way I understand it is that it depends if it's on top of the baguette, it's okay to take off. If it's in the baguette, it was somehow woven into the baguette. If it's woven into the baguette, shaking it's not going to get it off. You need to cut it off. So I don't know exactly how that works. But the Sharatzim points out, when the Rambam discusses this, he emphasizes that this is something that the manufacturer, the one who made the baguette, does when he finishes the baguette. So if there's a feather on top of your baguette, the one who made the baguette doesn't care about that feather. You blow it off, you take it off, whatever it is, finish. Fine. So it must be something more than that. So the Ramah at the end of Aleph is not talking about the same thing as the Mechaber is in Sif Beis. The Mishaber doesn't get into too much, the Sharatim doesn't really explain, but that's what comes out. Now, the Bir Halacha, Diba Masa Lokit Yabalot. So again, this is not the Halacha Lamaisa for us, but it's important to Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha brings down Prima Gadim as a Suffolk. Let's say he has a bunch of these Yabalot. Okay, he takes them off, he's chayef and makim apatish. Makim apatish means finishing the kli. Let's say he has three of them. He takes off all three, good, he's over makim apatish. What if he takes off one? You can say he's over makim apatish, the beggar's not complete yet. He still has two more yavalot there. How does that work?
Threads?
Yeah, these threads that are like kind of threads inside the beggar. So our prima gun is stopping. Yidavke kishaloket kol yabalot sheyesham, only takes out all of the yabalot. Or filu biyabeles echol chayev avshenishar sham or maybe even one, even though there's others left. V'nirli l'habi raya m'madis b'gemar peka b'ayna hatzar b'kli tzur kol shu chayev achivu m'shumaka b'patish. Then the Rambam says, I feel miktas hatzur chayev. So next page, even if it's not mamish finished, but it's the finishing up, the process of finishing, it's still going to be chayav for makir patur. So it's not just the last bang, but it's from the last bangs, we should say. Okay. Siv Gimel, we're going to skip. Siv Dalet. We're going to do Gimel tomorrow. Bezrat Hashem. Dalet. Dalet is some sort of fancy iron. So there's a machbesh. Who kli shekovshin ba begodim achar kvisa. Hem shtei luchot ze al ze ba begodim b'neim. It's like two pieces of wood. You put the beged in between and you close it up with some fancy way of closing it. And it stays like that overnight, whatever, and you come out and your pants are no longer wrinkled. So here is a Mishnah in Shabbos Kuf Mem Aleph Omer Aleph. There's a Tanakhama that says one thing, and then Rida says, but if it's already open, here, let's see. We really should look it up. We're running out of time. Here, let's see the Mechaba. Machbe, Shabbalabayas. Matir and also, you can undo it. The Tobi made a begodim Lutzaracha Shabbos. You're allowed to undo it and take out your beged to wear on Shabbos. Vishal Umam, but if it's a professional iron machine, usser. Why? Neshu Tochu Bechazka, because the two pieces of wood are together very strong. And undoing it is similar to stira, which is the opposite of binyan. It's like you're undoing this kli. So Tanakhama says one thing over there. Rabbi Yehuda seems to be not arguing, look like he's arguing on Tanakhama, but he kind of talking about a different case. So that's a big machlokes. Are they arguing or they're not arguing? The Rambam holds that whenever Rabbi Yehuda comes to like clarify the Tanakhama, he's arguing on the Tanakhama. And the halacha is always going to be like the Tanakhama. And the Torah says, no, when Rebbe comes and looks like he's clarifying the words of the Tanakhama, he's in fact not arguing on the Tanakhama, he's explaining the Tanakhama. And therefore the Torah says the halacha is always going to be like Rebbe Yehuda, because he's not even arguing on the Tanakhama, he's just explaining the Tanakhama. Okay, so then the Mishnah talks about, when the Mishnah talks about not doing this, it says lo yiga. So Rashi understands lo yiga and the professional iron, don't undo it because it's similar to stira. The Rambam takes it more literally and says no, lo yiga because it's muksa. Because this is a clear, it's muksa machmas chisaron kis, it's a fancy professional iron. And when the Mishnah says lo yiga, it doesn't mean don't undo it, it means don't touch it at all. But the Mechaber Paskins, like the Tur, like Rashi, that we're not dealing with a Muksa issue, but we're dealing with a Stira issue. The opposite of Binyan. That's what Mishabir says of Kratan Chafal. Bechazka, Vimhaya Mutra Machbish Ksas in Erev Shabbos. If this iron was a little bit open on Erev Shabbos, Yesh Omer, Da'afa Bikin, Otsa Lahate Kulo, Lishmo Kela Misham. You still can't undo it. Vyesh Mekilin. And some say it's mutter. Once it's undone a little bit, avalim haya mutter kulo. If it's totally open, the kuliyama, you're allowed to take your kalim out of there. And the Sharatin Ois Chavav, he brings down hagrokasav the Shulchan Aruch sheti katam kipirish Rashi. It's going to be mutter. Meaning, if the whole problem is that it's dumi distira, which is the opposite of binyan. So once it's already half open, you can open it more. If the problem is like Rambam says that it's a muksa problem, so it's going to be much more problematic. You can't move it at all, even though it's already undone. You have to pick it up a little bit. You can't even do that because it's muksa. There are those that want to say even with the Shittas Rashi, there's room to say that it's also to pick it up a little bit because it's like Zera. If it's already undone a little bit, maybe you'll come to undo it when it's not undone at all, and you're going to undo it, and it's Dumya Destira, and that's going to be a problem. Okay, that is Sibdal. So, Lemaisa, we did Aleph, we did Beis, we skipped Gimel, we did Dalid, we did Hay, we did Zion. So tomorrow we have to do Gimel. Vav, Ches, Yom Vav Ches. Tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem.